1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you.
Hi there, welcome back. A better man, Clint Black. What happened to Clint Black? Hasn't been around for a long time. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Switching gears just a little bit, you know, obviously free speech, huge issue. Probably be talking about that more, of course, because there's so many hits on our speech, on our free speech, that it's pretty amazing. And it's coming up a lot. And I mean a lot in the news. What constitutes an actual threat? So very, very important stuff. I do want to switch gears just a little bit with Father's Day coming up. Before I get there, a great thing that you could do actually for the guy in your life, get him a subscription to defendingutah.org. And all the access to all of the teaching materials, everything to become a better citizen, more of a patriot. I love that. Defendingutah.org. Ben will join us tomorrow. For a little while in the first hour and kind of go over some of the things he's been researching. And so I love this organization. They really are, they're journalists that go after the story, go after the truth, and bring a lot of things to light that a lot of people are afraid to bring to light, quite frankly. So to become a better, more informed citizen and how to wrestle with these lawmakers that are just so hell-bent on taking away your freedom, you might want to check out defendingutah.org. I love that. And you can go to defendingutah.org.com and click on the subscription and get a great DVD on teaching you how to be a more effective citizen. It's just awesome. And maybe some things you probably don't even know, even though you might think you know it all. It might be a great advantage. So there were a couple of things. Usually on Father's Day, usually each year, I kind of go over some things that might be nice for the dads in your life, and you're certainly welcome to call in. Maybe you got a gift that meant a lot to you. I know one year I did pocket knives. I did them engraved for the guys in the family, and you know, it was a lot of fun to see the look on their face because they still carry them around, and they've got their name on them, and it's kind of a cool little gift, and it's really easy to get something engraved. I mean, it takes hardly any time, and it's about like, what, $8-$10? It's super cheap, but it kind of puts that personalized touch. And I of course these are going to be geared to the manly man. So, you know, if you're really into, if you're into kind of outdoors things and things like this, you'll probably love this. But here's one, and I'll start this off. You can call up, let us know something that you got that meant a lot to you, and it could be very sentimental. Who knows? But I know that sometimes the tie gets a little old, and you could probably have enough ties. You probably have enough all of those kinds of things. Maybe think outside the box a little. So here's some ideas for you, and I would certainly love to hear you and what you have to say about this. Track grabber. These are actually belts that you can put on your, if your guy is into off-roading or camping or anything like that, or maybe just get stuck in the snow, kind of have in the back of your car, kind of for you know, anxiety relief. Track grabbers are basically these straps that go around your tires that can get you out of a pretty hairy situation without needing a lot of other people to help. So they can get your car unstuck, if you will. They're probably like, what, $89-$90? Anyway, they're great. And I thought, what a great thing for somebody, a manly man that thinks that might be kind of the answer to have in the back of the car. So that might be a great thing. I'm going to put this list up right on the Kate Daly Show. It's all ready to go to fire off on the Facebook, the Kate Daly Show page. So I have all of these links for you. Here's another one. If your guy is into camping, a fire starter box of three fire starters that you just pull by a string, you just throw it in the fire, pull the string, and and you're good to go in any kind of situation where you would need a fire. So it makes it easy. It's all right there and contained, and they have a box of them for like three fire starters or something. It's really cheap. I think it's under like $30 or something. Here's another one. If you have a guy that is in the trades or likes to do projects around the house, they're called knee blades, and they're actually things that if you're kneeling a lot to do a project, then you put your knees on these. They roll around and kind of save some knees there and make sure that they're not just on the floor the whole day. So if that's something that interests you, that link will be up as well on the Kate Daly Show in just a moment. Here's another one, and I like this for camping, and I kind of like this for all year round, especially in the area that we live in. But you might want to get your guy cooking, and that would be a solar cooker. So they have these solar cookers that now are just so incredible. They're so good, and they can actually heat up faster than your barbecue, probably like $150. I mean, you can get them cheaper, too. But I thought that was a great gift idea for the dad or the guy in your life, because the solar cooker, they can use year-round. You can really start to understand, even through prepping, have that set aside for prepping, but how to use it. So you'd be using it right now. It's not something you store away and wait for that dreadful day where you would have to pull it out, kind of like the old cans of wheat. What do I do with the wheat? I don't know. So I think this is a great idea because you can get cooking right now. You can also take it camping and try it out this summer as well. Here's another one, a barbecue mat. So these mats, you can grill shrimp, you can grill vegetables, you can grill all kinds of things on them. They're pretty cheap. I think it's under $20. But that's kind of a nice, I don't know, like a nice little gift idea if you've got a guy that likes to barbecue. Add in some cool barbecue sauce and you're golden. Also, a cool digital tape measure. You know, I can't tell you how many times, and I won't name names, but my husband has lost the tape measure or has in need of one and cannot find one in the house. And so I don't know if this is you too, but if it is, I'm just going to guess that you probably might have the same issue, unless you're one of those OCD guys, that this might be a good gift for you. And it kind of goes along with some of these tools, too. These really kind of cool tools that you can get that kind of can cut anything, these sort of zip tie tools that cut through zip ties, cut through just about anything, and have that handy. There's that also. So any kind of tool like that, I don't know. Are guys into that? I think guys are into tools. Am I wrong? Maybe I am. 888-673-1450. You tell me. There was something else that I thought was kind of intriguing, something to sort of play around with. And this was a liquid that repels water like no other. And it's kind of spendy. It's over $100 for a giant jug of this liquid. But this liquid actually, I mean, you could put it on car seats, you could put it on anything, and it's going to repel liquid shoes, anything. It doesn't absorb a thing. And so there's that. I was going to mention there might be some warnings on that, like in the state of California, for health reasons. But, you know, I'm just going to mention it anyway, because I think stuff like that's kind of cool. And there's probably like a million uses you could put that on, like a tent, you know, all kinds of things. And so I wanted to throw that out there. It's a little bit more spendy, but actually not too bad. Something that you could actually put in a bottle and you know, because it comes in a pretty big jug, but you could actually separate that into some bottles and stuff. And I actually think it's quite good. There's also one more, and this is if you have a fisher in the family, if somebody that fishes, is a sonar fishing tool. I don't know if these are always legal, but maybe they are. I don't know. I'm not up on the legalities of fishing. I think even in the state of Utah, we still have a law that says that you can't fish on horseback. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is a sonar fishing tool to find the fish, and you can kind of see where they're jumping. You still have to fish for them, so you better know your stuff. But at least it's a gadget that you can kind of keep with you. And if you're into fishing, then there you go. I think kind of thinking outside the box a little bit was what I was looking at. Get them a good camp chair that has, you know, where you can put your feet up, a recliner camp chair, all those kinds of things. I think sometimes we fail to think outside the box a little bit. And I think sometimes it's kind of saying, okay, what's the need? What is my guy into? What is the father of my children into? And how can I help? And I think sometimes I know that there is there's a Facebook page you can go to called Impressive Things. And they have some of the out-of-the-box new inventions, new things that people have come up with, a million ways to Sunday, to give you some great ideas. And I always think that's a great idea because sometimes we just, it's hard to think that way. There's enough time right now where you maybe even could order something and have it ready. And here I am spoiling it all because I'm telling you guys all these things. But I do think that sometimes thinking outside the box, sometimes just to fulfill a need is great. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. What do you think?
Hello. I got some possibly good gift ideas for
the
Father's Day.
Okay, let's hear it.
I bought one of these for myself. It is an electronic ear junk remover, but it's electronic, and you adjust the pitch of the frequency, and you put it in your ear, and it gets all the junk out of your ear. God, it's really cool. And they're like $40. And then let's see, what was the other one?
Do you know how many guys actually just went, ooh, oh, I like that idea? And how many women just rolled their eyes?
There's another one. This is good for everybody. I haven't bought one of these yet. They're about $25. It's a foil ear hair remover. It's a little tiny thing, and it just spins around safely remove the hair out of your hair. I will be buying one of these for myself someday. But I thought I'd let you know about two wonderful things.
Wow.
And believe me, the electronic ear junk remover, it's great. I hate putting drops in my ear.
Thanks for the call. Wow. All right. I love it. And I know, don't even lie, you guys out there. You just went, ooh, cool. 888-673-1450. Oh, my gosh. You guys are going to put me into stitches for today's show. 888-673-1450. What sounds cool to you? What do you like for Father's Day? This is probably a moment where you could probably tell people, hey, this is something we like versus the same old, you know? Sometimes I think even for older, the grandfathers and so far, sometimes a car wash works out great. I mean, you know, grab some Dynalube. I don't know. There's all kinds of things that you could grab that are nice and different and maybe something that they would enjoy, but maybe just not another tie this year. You know, sorry, tie companies, not trying to say anything about you, but I mean, there has to be a limit to how many ties one can consume in their lifetime. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Not that I can afford it,
yeah.
But what about a new pistol?
Hey, I love that idea. I love that idea. Maybe even throw in some front sight for them. And you get front sight for free when you do defendingutah.org, by the way.
Exactly. Defending Utah
I love
deal
it.
And a new gun.
I love it. Thanks for that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. What do you think? Give me an idea. Do it quick.
Well, the last caller kind of took some of my thunder, but a Model 98 Bravo Barrett 50
Oh,
rifle.
You got it. I love that. Okay. I'm all ears. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. What do you think?
Hi, Kate.
Hi there. Give me an idea.
One of the best things I ever got was from my father-in-law, and it was a Leatherman Wave.
Ooh, okay.
And every man can use one.
A Leatherman, right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
I love that idea. That is a fantastic one. Thank you for that. That's great. Yes, you know what? You can never have too many of those, too. Am I right, guys? I know you guys out there, and I know that tools and things like that you're going to use all the time for the Manly Man projects, I think that's fantastic, and I think you should be using them. I think these are great gifts, and get it engraved. I mean, if you really want to go the extra mile, spend $10 and get it engraved. There's local engraving stores, I'm sure, that would be happy to do it. Get some oil changes, car wash, maybe a tool thrown in there. I don't know any guy that doesn't like a tool. That's why I threw in that liquid, too, that repels water, because I actually think a guy would be like, ooh, I have so many uses for this thing. I actually like stuff like that. So I think you got to think of your guy in your life. And, you know, another thing I got all the guys in the family once were mission belts, because you can adjust them. You know, when you put on a few extra pounds and you haven't been to Dr. Diet, you know, you can actually adjust the belt and you don't have to go out and buy a new belt. And so mission belts are fantastic and they last a long time. And it ends up being your favorite belt is the mission belt. So there's things like that, too. I didn't include any computer tech stuff. I'm sure that, you know, there's chargers that you can just stick your phone on and charge them up. There's chargers to go if your guy is always constantly losing battery or at least telling you that because they don't want to take your call. You know who you are. You might want to look at that too. Charge pack, you know, for the phone. So there are different things like that that you can do as well for the techie in your life. But I just I like some of these tools, these tool ideas, because I just don't know any guys that don't like them. And I think that right now, like the Leatherman, what a fantastic idea. Whenever you have a gift exchange, what is the one gift the guys always want when you're in a circle and you're doing a gift exchange? The Leatherman. Somebody always brings one, right? Those are the gifts. And I liked the track grabbers, the things that get your car out of a mess, you know, without somebody around, because all you have to do is stick it through your tire and drive out. So those are great, too. Things that, you know, if you don't have anybody else around, it's great. If you're off-roading a lot, you know, there you go. Just thought I would contribute to your Father's Day gift giving, if you will. Every year I usually do something like that, and so that's my contribution. May talk about it a little bit more on Friday, just to kind of, if you have more ideas, hit me up, Kate at katedalyradio.com. We'll be right back with Melissa.